Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The internet is broken. That is all. Return to your normal life. Cloud outages apparently affecting services across the country this morning. This is breaking news. We started to notice a little problem when we went on the air at 5, and we thought it was just a glitch of some sort. But now there's a company called Cloudflare that's apparently based out of Chicago, and that is causing websites around the world to not work right now. So it's a content delivery network called Cloudflare. Like, I tried to go to a website a few minutes ago, and I got the negative message popped up that said we cannot connect. Internal server error is basically what it says. It says your browser's working, the host is working, but the Cloudflare host is not working. And so if you're having internet problems this morning, if you're wondering why you can't get on certain things, that might have something to do with it. Apparently, it was 30 minutes before Cloudflare even acknowledged it was having problems with its global network.
Would that impact X too? Because I'm not getting any downloads on X.
I can't
at all.
Get X to refresh at all this morning on my app on my phone. So I assume maybe that's part of the problem, that a bunch of companies use Cloudflare as sort of a middleman of some sort, and right now it is throwing a wrench in the gears. I mean, it was so bad. How bad was it, Mark?
That
I went to open up a web page earlier. Like, it was Armed American News, because we were having Mark Walters on. And, Dan, it took so long for the page to open, I felt like I was on an AOL dial-up. You could see each graphic, like, slowly loading down the page.
You remember those dial-ups singing the song of their ancestors while you're waiting for your content to pop up?
I just remember all that. stuff, yeah.
Well, that's a problem this morning. So just so you know, it's not just you. This is a nationwide problem with Cloudflare, and they don't, other than acknowledging that it's a problem, they haven't said that when it might be fixed.
Yeah, first world problem.
Yes. Yep. So maybe if your business depends on this, you're going to get a little extra time around the coffee pot today, yep, potentially.
Wally's asking if we could call Al Gore to get this fixed.
Oh, call, yes.
Oh, yeah,
we invented the internet. He can certainly fix it.
He did.
Yes.
He did.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
Thanks, Wally.
Yeah.
Don't you have Al Gore on speed dial?
I used to. He used to call in here every once in a while.
Yeah, he was a big fan of the show.
This is Al Gore.
See?
I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
See? Thank
except,
you, Al.
Except when your internet goes down, Al. Doggone it. Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. So before all of the internet problems, earlier, Dan and I were talking about this a little bit. Have you seen the news story? We started to talk about it yesterday, and for some reason we didn't get around to it, and I can't remember why. And it's all the stories that started circulating yesterday about this Thomas Crooks and some of the new information that has come out about this guy was a. Remember they said that he would they couldn't initially there
couldn't find anything on him.
Chris Ray wanted you to believe they couldn't find much of a footprint on this guy, on the internet. And oddly enough, reporters were able to find a footprint on the internet. But the FBI wasn't at the time, it seems like. And he was using they, them pronouns and obsessed with political violence and had some weird fetish things going on the internet once they started searching him. So,
oh, but there's no tie to that whole gender identity crisis to violence. None. There's
apparently
not.
He had.
Don't even try to make that assumption, Mark. It's not there. They, them, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sad. It's mm-hmm. sad that it took that long to get out. So we'll talk a little bit more about that story coming up here for you in just a few minutes. First of all, let's get to our top stories, if you don't mind, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And AI is going to change everything. White-collar jobs in America will diminish before a lot of other kinds of jobs. You don't need code writers as much anymore. The code's going to be written by the other AI.
Yeah, you know who that was, don't you? That was Lurch. Kerry, John F. Kerry, as Rush used to call him all the time. Telling you that the entire world is going down because of climate change, and we just haven't done enough about climate change, just so you know.
It's sad for me because in 2020, I actually was a very big supporter of the Democratic Party. I donated the maximum to Tulsi Gabbard. She's now a Republican alongside Trump. I hear Trump talking about tariffs. I understand this. I am a business owner. I own a skateboard company. We make all of our products in America, and I know what it means for an industry to outsource those jobs. And I agree with these tariffs because it's been a godsend for the manufacturing in this country.
How about that? Tim Pool is that guy's name, and he's on there singing the praises of these tariffs. Do you realize that before we had an income tax in this country in about 1916, we paid for government with tariffs? No, does anybody realize that?
I did not know why, entirely.
The entire so they transferred,
federal budget was tariffs.
Yeah, they that was a big source of the funding, and they transferred that to the American people instead. Maybe it's time to go back.
I like going back.
We've seen masked, heavily armed agents in paramilitary garb driving unmarked cars, targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots and off of our sidewalks.
Lies. That's the governor of North Carolina, a guy named Josh Stein, out there lying about our ICE agents, claiming they are targeting and racially just like driving down the street and randomly picking up brown people, which you know they're not doing unless they have a warrant for your arrest or a deportation order.
So if we think there's a problem in Seattle where you have a very, very liberal / communist mayor. But if we think there's going to be a problem, we'll... Johnny, can I say we will move? I don't think you're going to have this problem, but we're going to move the event to someplace where it's going to be appreciated.
Trump says, if I get any grief from that new communist mayor out in Seattle, we'll just move the World Cup games.
Which is worth...
to a different city.
Tens of millions of dollars.
Thank you.
To that economy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's more
different
than
city.
One game. It's like a series of games that's scheduled for Seattle.
He's putting a warning shot over their bow, and I'm glad to hear that. There were rumors that he was going to have a meeting with Mamdani, and here's what I hope and pray, that is one of those meetings where he invites him into the Oval Office and lets the cameras stay while they debate the issues. Remember when he did that with Schumer and Pelosi, and they were nervous as two cats in a room full of rocking chairs? They didn't want the public to see that. Mamdani won't either because Trump will gut him like a fish. You know that's what will happen. I really hope that gets televised if it happens. Let that be a lesson to all you
whole
communists
out there. That whole relationship is going to be toxic for the next 2 years. I mean, there's so much federal funding that keeps New York afloat, and he's going to use that as a Trump card.
He's going to try.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to try to whatever the courts will let him get away with, I think.
Yeah.
And now Mom Donnie yesterday in an interview, I played part of an interview earlier where he's talking about policing. He doubled down on his plans to try to arrest the Israeli prime minister if he ever comes back to New York.
Right.
Because in his argument, New York's an international city and must therefore recognize international law. He has no idea. Either he doesn't understand our political system or he's just that stupid. One of the two.
Wow. He really has said that? I know he said he wanted to arrest.
We don't recognize the ICC. And the ICC is the one that indicted Netanyahu because they were unhappy him fighting terrorists in Gaza. And now he's claiming he's going to allow him to be arrested under international law if he comes to New York, which he can't do. He doesn't have the authority to do that. But he's an idiot, and all of his followers follow him hook, line, and sinker.
He would never lie, though, to people about getting anything done. I mean, not at all. He would not ever give falsehoods in order to get elected.
I want to be part of that when it happens.
Fly on the wall.
Yesterday, Channel 4 caught up with the former director of FEMA here in the city, the Emergency Management Agency. Not FEMA, not the federal, but the city Emergency Management Agency.
Right.
Caught up with her.
Really?
Nobody's heard from her since she got fired. And she had some interesting things to say. We're going to get to that because they've now hired a new SEMA director. Guy looks like he's straight out of the military academy, the picture they used of him yesterday. So we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Ryan Wiggins at the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Disappointed with you not taking accountability for things that went wrong?
I don't know where they get that from, honestly. I've tried to be very forward and transparent with my supervisors, with everyone that I can be. You know, this is my community. If people ask me a question, I've always tried to answer it as much as I possibly can.
That is Sarah Russell there on Channel 4 yesterday. They found her on some construction site doing some work, and I don't know what the nature of that work was, but whatever, she's working for someone. That's good, because she got fired as SEMA chief after the mess on May 16th during the tornadoes, where the facts as established in that report is that the entire emergency management team in the city, despite knowing we were under some sort of a severe weather alert that day for the possibility of severe weather, were down the street, all of them at some woke conference with no access to the button to turn on the alarms. Now, ignore the fact that there were 20 of the city's 65 alarms were inoperable, and a whole host of other things that the report found. She doesn't blame herself. She blames the fire department for the problem, because there were only two places where you could push a button to make the sirens go off. One was in her office. The other one was at the emergency dispatch for the 911 dispatch for the fire department. So she got on the phone, called the fire department and said, you need to push the button. Well, lo and behold, they either misunderstood her or their button didn't work. And therefore the alarms are now. Can you say for sure that five people died directly as a result of the fact that the alarms didn't go off? I don't know, because in some cases, if you're close to an alarm, you would hear it even if you were inside. It's mainly designed to alert people who are outside that there may be a tornado coming. So you can't maybe directly say, yes, this is 100% the deaths are her fault. But you can't look at this and think this was properly managed. This was her defense of this when she was pushed on this by the reporter Amelotti for Channel 4. Listen.
Russell claims the city's reliance on the fire department to activate sirens was a long-standing practice, one that failed when it mattered most.
Is there anything you would have done differently regarding May 16th? Or do you stand by the actions that you took?
Knowing what I know now, the only true mistake that I feel was made on that day was that we did what we always did and we trusted the St. Louis Fire Department.
You feel the fire department dropped the ball that day?
I'm not trying to necessarily point the finger. I just have questions like everybody else does. And I don't have hope that I'll ever have those answers.
The fire department declined an interview for this story, but in a statement to First Alert 4, Chief Jankerson says the city's warning system is now fully automated with a manual override, and the department now maintains continuous 24-hour contact with the National Weather Service to safeguard residents and strengthen the city's overall emergency preparedness.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're the SEMA director. At the end of the day, there was a tornado warning, first a watch, then a warning. 12 minutes between the time that tornado landed, they had warnings being issued by the National Weather Service. The fact that she is in some woke DEI conference up the street,
I think it was on climate change or
okay,
something.
Okay, but with her entire staff, nobody left manning the whistle during a watch. That's negligence beyond negligence. I can't even. You have one job to do, right? Well, one job to do is to protect this city during emergency times, and you think sitting in a conference room is more important than manning the office during a severe weather situation.
It'll be interesting to see. She's challenging this under civil service, her firing. She may end up getting some sort of settlement out of it. I don't know. Well, they've hired a new guy now named Greg Favre. He is a former firefighter himself with the city, And now he's the new emergency management agent. He's a Navy officer. He looks the part, too.
Looky here. I mean, this is a non-DEI hire. Good job by the mayor, right?
Kudos to Mayor Spencer.
He's an actually qualified, you know, former firefighter, understands emergencies, a Navy officer. And he's white, which shocks me that a major department at the city is going to have a Caucasian.
I would agree. I will say this. My guess is even he will, maybe not post-tornado, but even if he was in charge before the tornado, trying to muscle the funding out of the city hall, who has so many unimportant priorities over there, like repaving Market Street or something. I don't know what they're doing now. Repaving 12th Street that goes in front of City Hall.
Tucker, yeah.
Tucker. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet even he would have had trouble implementing all of the... They'd already had recommendations of the fact you got to make sure all these things work. You got to get them updated.
Supposed to test them monthly. They weren't even doing that.
They were having trouble accomplishing any of that. And I don't know how much of that were political headwinds she faced or if she was just incompetent. I don't know. The report puts a lot of the blame on her.
Yep.
So we'll see.
A deep investigation.
Yep. Coming up, it's Wiggins America, and Ryan tells me that he's got a little bit of information on the tariff case pending before the United States Supreme Court. We'll get to all that and more straight ahead.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, the internet's still broken. While I was on talking earlier, Dan was having trouble getting on the same website I was already looking at.
Yep.
So maybe it affects different computers in different ways. I don't know. I was on that website. You were trying to get to it, and you got the message that it wasn't working.
Right.
So.
And then I had to close that out, go back to it, and it worked. So it was weird. But there's a lot going on the internet
this
today.
Happened.
And X continues to be down. No new posts are loading, at least not for anybody in this studio.
Why aren't we spreading out things like that a little more? Remember when probably a year and a half ago, somebody hacked the company that does all of the scheduling for car dealerships across the country? And I happened to be in a car dealership the day it happened, and the guy goes, if we got to go to paper on this, we won't be able to do any warranty work because we have to get that approved by the company that manufactured the car before we can do the work, or we're not going to get paid, and it's going to back things up for months. It was one company that got hacked, and it screwed up the entire system. So you got to wonder what's going on here. I don't know that if they find out afterwards, everybody relies on this one company. Maybe it's time to share the wealth a little bit. Hey, let's get to Wiggins. How about that?
Wiggins!
There we go.
Oh, Wiggins!
Ryan, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm glad to hear it's not just me, because I was having trouble with everything online. I thought, oh, no, maybe it was just me, but I guess not.
Well, yeah, I know you were probably on the Little Debbie webpage there trying to order some Hostess cupcakes or something. He goes to some place over in the Metro East and brings in discount cupcakes all the time. You still going there, Ryan?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I love that place. It's in Roxana.
Okay.
It's called Second Gen. Yeah,
Second Gen of Hostess cakes. That's, what are they, like a week
Little
from
Debbie.
Expiring?
Little Debbie's. They got everything. They got expired wall, and that's my favorite wall because everything's so cheap, but they have everything.
Expired wall.
Yeah.
Does your wife know they call it that?
You know what? We just don't tell Katie some things, and some things we do, and that's one.
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny. Oh, man.
Well, Ryan, what are we going to talk about today? What's going on in Ryan's world?
So this is not brand new news, but it is a little bit of a deep dive. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the things going on at the Supreme Court. Lots of things going on at the Supreme Court with oral arguments, no decisions yet. But the tariffs is one that I've been watching very closely, and, of course, the president's been watching very closely. Because the Supreme Court has indicated a lot of things, and it's hard to make out exactly what they're going to do with this case. Have you been following this very close, Mark?
Well, I followed it because originally the president said he was going to show up the day they debated it. He didn't. I think he sent Scott Bessent up there. We talked to one of the Fox reporters about it last week.
It's Shannon Bream.
Oh, Shannon. Yeah, it was Shannon who said, the first hour of it sounded really bad for the president, and then the second hour of it sounded really bad for the other side. So she said they ask equally hard questions, she thought, over the course of about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw, too. I didn't hear Shannon say that. That's good to know. Because it was, like, the first half of it, you thought, this is going terribly for the president, and Scott Bessent, for that matter. Because all the questions from the justices you thought might be sympathetic to the Trump argument of executive authority on this topic were not. I mean, they were asking very probing questions. But then the president's side, the White House counsel, kind of kicked in about halfway through, and they started almost asking the justices back questions in a way that had to be respectful, because you don't want to piss them off. But they started asking questions that led to the justices having to admit that the president does have authority to cut off trade entirely from countries, but then how could he not have a lesser power than that to tariff them? And it kind of caught everybody off guard, and it was really interesting to read about in the transcripts and, you know, kind of pay attention to, because there was no clear answer after that where they were going to go. The first half, yeah, it seemed like they were going to take his power away. But after that, everybody was kind of left going, well, yeah, that was a really good argument. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, if you have the right to boycott an entire nation's products, which has happened multiple times under multiple presidents, you would think he'd have the right to impose a tariff. That does make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well, right. It's a negotiating ploy, right? If they strip him of the ability to do this, and Congress gave it to him originally, Congress could take it away. But if the court steps in, it's going to cost untold billions of dollars.
No, trillions.
The damage is going to be horrendous economy.
All of these trade deals, Mark, have been built upon the threat or the need for the tariffs, right? That he says
the pressure.
The only way. I mean, he's got $17 trillion of foreign investment coming into the United States over the next 3 to 5 years from companies who wanted to avoid the tariffs and therefore are bringing manufacturing here. If the tariff power is taken away from him, we lose all of that investment, because they're going to be like, hey, you can't hold us accountable because your courts say you can't tariff us. To me, this would be devastating to our economy. Don't you agree? I mean, trade wars are terrible right now.
Dan, you guys said it. You guys said a couple of different points there, because what I'm finding is that there are four different categories that people are approaching the tariffs on every side. And if you're a Democrat, you're pretty much doing the first category, which is, I hate the tariffs. Trump's involved with it. I want nothing to do with it. But outside of that, you know, there seems to be three other categories. And one is people who just they like the tariffs because it's a negotiation tactic. They like having that for Trump. So that's two of them. The third is people who want to use the tariffs also to bring businesses back to America. That's the third. The fourth is people who want to use the tariffs to make money. And so there are all these different categories, and everybody's kind of in different ones. And I don't know which ones you guys are in, but I definitely think the negotiation tactic use of them is strong.
Well, it is.
I think all four, I'm in the camp of.
And, well, I just think you tell every one of these countries, we're going to match whatever your tariffs are.
Right.
If you bring your tariffs down, we bring our tariffs down. And he's used that effectively so far.
Well, and people always talk about the import impact. What about the export impact? How is this going to increase manufacturing by him opening up trade in these other countries where we could never get in because of unfair export tax of those countries putting huge, huge
sure.
Tariffs on our products? Now those are lifted. So now Ford Motor Company came out last week, Ryan, and talked about how this is a game changer for them in Europe, that they're going to get more Ford vehicles now made in the United States into Central Europe.
Yeah, I mean, we don't hear all the good news because, of course, a lot of it doesn't get reported. But you said, too, we've brought a lot of new business back to America, trillions and trillions of dollars through these things. Now, Trump is a master negotiator. My guess is he'll figure out, even if he loses the tariff power, he'll figure out some sort of leverage. But right now, that is his main leverage.
Yeah. No, I would agree. I got a great soundbite this morning from a guy named Tim Pool, who owns his own company, who is talking about these tariffs and what it means to him as an American company. Listen.
It's sad for me because in 2020, I actually was a very big supporter of the Democratic Party. I donated the maximum to Tulsi Gabbard. She's now a Republican alongside Trump. I hear Trump talking about tariffs. I understand this. I am a business owner. I own a skateboard company. We make all of our products in America, and I know what it means for an industry to outsource those jobs. And I agree with these tariffs because it's been a godsend for the manufacturing in this country, real Americans to get work, to benefit our culture. And when I look at Democrats, what are they talking about? They've got Mamdani talking about free buses and faster buses. He has no authority to do that. Chuck Schumer is infighting with Democrats, but the socialists are likely going to take over that party. I don't recognize them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that's insane. What'd you do? Let the dog out?
Oh, did I hear a clanking? Sorry, I just clanked my doorknob. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you need to get some WD-40 on your hinges, brother.
But, a little peek into the life.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Ryan.
But we're all in agreement. The tariffs are working, and right now they're good. And if this Supreme Court, for some reason, rules against Trump, and we have to do givebacks, this could be very costly to our country.
But the last point I'll make is that there's a lot of nuance to this issue, and a lot of people on the right who debate, you know, which of these categories do I fall in? You know, why do I like them? Why do I dislike them? But ultimately, almost everybody agrees he has used these things as a negotiation tactic for the good of the country. Mm-hmm. And for him to lose that, just that aspect of it, would hurt.
Amen. That's a great point. Yep. Ryan, remind people where they can listen to Wiggins America.
Wiggins America, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, and Sunday night, 7 to 8.
Outstanding, buddy. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. See
you. All right. Yep. Thanks.
Could hear him on Annie Fry later today.
Absolutely. Right. You bet. All right. Quick break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk more about this this outage that's going on in this Thomas Crooks news that kind of broke yesterday that I don't think got nearly the attention it deserved. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
Buildings.
I did, however, grip the microphone extra hard.
Have you ever heard that, Dan?
No. What was that? Throw men.
After Hillary Clinton wrote her memoir after she lost in 2015.
Right.
Somebody then told her it would be a good idea for her to voice over the audiobook. So then she went and read her own book onto an audiobook. Like, you couldn't make this up. And, you know, here's the deal. I'm not perfect at everything. Hopefully my wife's not listening right now. I'm not perfect at everything, but I have the ability to read something, maybe because I was in the news business, that's written without you knowing that what I'm saying to you is written down on something, right? I can read a teleprompter. I can read those things with the kind of inflection that would lead you to believe that I'm not reading it.
Correct.
It's not that difficult. Now, it's more difficult if you're reading what somebody else wrote. If you're reading your own book, it shouldn't be that difficult to sound just the slightest bit natural while you're doing it. Not Hillary.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
She said that about the debate with Donald Trump when she was in the round here at Washington University,
right,
in 2015, when she claimed that whenever she would answer, Donald Trump would stand behind her, and it made her really nervous. And this is what she wanted to say to him.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Like, and that's how she read it. This is from her audiobook. It's that stilted and stodgy, and it's bad.
You know what? I have a feeling she went in and voiced the tone of her voice, and they made that an AI. Honestly,
No. This is from back when it was released. This is from years ago.
Because that's terrible.
No, this is from years ago.
So jilted.
I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
Buildings.
I did, however, grip the microphone extra hard.
That doesn't even sound at all like a human being.
Sorry.
It's like a robot.
Talking, I saw that, right? Drop, and I'm like, I've really.
I'm going to put that on my hot button.
Yeah, I've really got to put that on the hot button. All right. The Matthew Crook story I talked about earlier, he was obsessed with political violence. He used they, them pronouns, and had some sexual fetish about muscle mommies. I guess these are weightlifter women who, I don't know if there's some fetish thing about that.
Repeatedly
and furries.
Repeatedly searched for muscle-bound women and furries. Yes, he had a whole account for his furry friends.
And then apparently at some point he supposedly supported Donald Trump, and then he decided that he didn't support Donald Trump. It's not clear when he decided he was going to try to kill Donald Trump.
Yeah, and violent artwork, too.
But he was clearly a horrible failure at everything he tried, from what we could tell.
Yeah, he had
couldn't shoot either.
There's a website apparently called DeviantArt where he had a bunch of just crazy, crazy artwork that
was
very violent.
Dan, thank you. We got to run here. Be sure to text the word responder to 33100. The person who donates the most to the raffle this year is going to win dinner with Tony Twist and me. Text responder to 33100. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.